Welcome to Yeshivat Dei Avhaskel, Shulchan Aruch Yomi. The shiurim for the month of Nisan have been generously sponsored by Moluk Aglarian and Sons, Leilui Nishmat Shimon Ben Yosef Zichrono Livracha. If you're interested in sponsoring future classes or programs or simply donating to support our continued efforts to disseminate Torah knowledge, please contact us for more information. Today we're going to be studying Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Seifim Aleph and Bet. The title of the new siman is Kama Psukim Tzichim Lekol Lekol Echad. How many verses from the Torah have to be read by each person who's called up for an aliyah? Seif Aleph. Biyom Shekorin Gimel, En Korin Pachot Miyud Psukim. On a day where we have three people called to the Torah, we don't read less than 10 verses in total. Vaydaber Ole Min HaMinyan. And the pasuk that starts Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor, that pasuk counts towards the 10. V'yisalik inyana b'vatzir miyod psukim. If the topic is concluded with less than 10 psukim, kigon parashat Amalek, she'en ba ella tet psukim, such as the section that discusses the war against Amalek that has only 9 verses, shapir dameh, that is also fine. Although the verse, v'yidaber Hashem el Moshe limor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, appears frequently in the Torah and doesn't really add any novel content to the Torah portion, it still counts towards the 10-verse minimum for a Torah reading. When an entire subject is completed in only 9 verses, this is also acceptable, since we can still call 3 people up to read 3 verses each. For example, the Torah reading for Purim, which recounts the battle against Amalek, has only 9 verses in total. In practice, though, the custom in Sephardic communities on Purim is to have the third reader repeat the final verse so that 10 verses are read, even for that section. Saif Bet. Ein koinim kol echad pachot mi gimel pasukim, shenayim koin gimel gimel, ve'echad kore dalet. Each person who comes up to read cannot read less than 3 verses. So since we have 3 readers, 2 of them read 3 each, ve'echad kore dalet, and 1 will read 4 to make a total of 10. Ve'ezemem shekore dalet, ha'ezem shubach, whoever takes it upon themselves to read the 4th, to read 4 pasukim instead of 3, is worthy of praise. In Talmudic times, the person called up for the aliyah would generally read from the Torah scroll on his own, and he would decide for himself where to stop. Each person called up must read a minimum of 3 verses. Therefore, when a Torah reading is comprised of exactly 10, one of the 3 people who receives an aliyah will have to read an extra sentence for a total of 4 verses. Whoever takes upon himself this additional responsibility is praiseworthy. However, nowadays we generally follow predetermined guidelines for the length of the various aliyot, rather than leaving the decisions about where to stop reading up to the individual readers.